Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, answering your colour and style questions. Today, my first one comes from Annie, who says, my question is, would you be able to shed some light on why I can never style my wide leg grey trousers in a way that I feel comfortable in them? They are in my colour palette sublime, they create the correct silhouette and have an element of relax to them. And yet when I wear them, I always feel like I'm wearing my grandpa's pants. And yet I can style my black wide leg pants absolutely fine. My personality is predominantly relaxed with creative thrown in. So I'm wondering if it's perhaps because classic doesn't make an appearance in my style personality and maybe the grey pants fall too heavily into that style. Would that maybe explain why I always feel like I'm wearing grandpa's pants? Now, Annie, that could be the reason. Absolutely. The grey pants depends on the fabric. And I think fabric is the key to the answer to this. Number one is, are they the same fabric as your black wide leg pants are made from? Because if they're a different fabric, they may fall differently and so they feel different on and they look different on. Maybe your black pants are made from a fabric that is more dressy and these grey ones are made from one that's a bit more relaxed as well. So the fabric could be the thing. Sometimes a grey can feel too corporate office as well. So I'm happy to wear a pencil skirt, but I won't wear one in a grey fabric that looks anything like what I'd wear to an office because it is too classic for me. So it could be that the grey is too classic, but I would also look at the fabric and go, does the fabric fall in the same way? Because if it falls in a way that kind of makes you feel frumpy, that the style is not working as well, then that could be the reason of why they feel like grandpa's pants rather than something that is smart and stylish. So that would be the two things I would think about. And it could just be too classic, or it could be the fabric doesn't fall in the same way on your grey pants as it does on your black pants because it's made from a different sort of fabric. My second question today comes from Helen, who says, I want to know how to mix patterns so I don't look like a clown. Now, there are a few key things to think about when we're mixing patterns. Firstly, we can mix patterns that have the same sort of colours in them. So it's very easy to mix patterns when you've got the same colours. And this is why a lot of people mix black and white prints, because black and white's black and white, as long as the whites are the same rather than different sorts of whites. But that is often why people go for black and white, because it's very simple. But as long as the colours are the same, that you've got the majority of the colours in both patterns are the same, you'll actually find that you can mix them fairly easily, provided you follow one of these rules. So number one is colour, most important. Number two, we can mix a dense print, so one that is close together, with a sparse print where the elements are further apart. Or we can mix a small scale print with a large scale print. What we don't want to mix is two that are too similar. So what does not look as good is when you've got prints where everything looks too similar. That's where it's much harder to mix. It is better to mix sparse with dense, small with large, or completely different sorts of prints. So stripes actually mix really easily with any other style of print. So you can mix your stripes with anything. And I know people who use leopard print as if it's a solid, and they mix leopard print with every other print as well. So potentially too, if you have a neutral print that's in your palette, so you could have a grey and white and black leopard, say, for example, you could mix that with any other colourful print. Or, for example, if you are warm, you might have a brown leopard print. You could mix that with your other warm toned, you could mix, leopard print with a floral, or leopard print with a stripe, or leopard print with a abstract. It's just that the sizes of them need to be different and the density is different. So a leopard print's always a dense print. You want to mix it with a more sparse print or a larger scale print. So that really is the key to mixing prints. It's not too hard. I've got a bunch of blog posts on this that we will link to as well. Final question today comes with Kate. She says, I struggle with my hair. It seems to have a life of its own and won't do what I want it to do. And the thing with hair, I always think about, like, people often worry about that face shape gives you hairstyle, but really you've got to think about this with your hair. The number one thing is, what will your hair do? Because if your hair has a life of its own and it grows in certain directions, What you want is a really good cut that works with your hair, because otherwise you'll be constantly fighting it. And so this is where there's a big difference sometimes in the skill of hairdressers. I've had the best hairdressers that I've always had where they cut my hair in a way, like I'm actually due for a haircut today, but my hair grows out in a way that works because it is cut with the direction of the way my hair grows and it's cut with how my hair works. And so it means the cut lasts longer and it's much easier to do. It only takes me a couple of minutes. So a really great cut where the cut is working with your hair and the direction it grows. Because if you're having to try and blow dry it so that it goes a different direction, it's just going to be a lot more work. Number two, so it's what will your hair do? So what's the texture? Is it curly? Is it straight? What are the kind of things it will do? Because that's going to limit the styles you can have. So really, I always think about if you've got really curly hair, don't try and have a straight haired style. It's just going to be something that you're always fighting. Go for some sort of style that works with curly hair. Versus if you've got straight hair, having to curl it all the time is a lot of work. So instead, maybe look at straight haired styles. That will work for you. So it's what will your hair do? And number two is, how much time are you prepared to spend doing it every day? Now, and this is one of the things that's really, really important that a lot of people don't think about or don't tell their hairdresser. If you want wash and wear hair, that is going to limit your hairstyles hugely, because there's probably only a very small number of things that your hairdresser can do to cut your hair in a way that's actually going to look good, wash and wear. So, you know, that's one of the things. If you're prepared to spend, I say 2 to 3 minutes, that's my limit, is kind of 3 minutes. It's as long as I'm prepared to spend doing my hair after I've washed it. So I have 3 minute hair. And so basically I can blow dry my hair within 3 minutes and that's about as long as I want to take. So you need to let your hairdresser know how much time you're prepared to spend doing it, because it's going to influence the cut you get. And this is why I have bobs and variations of bobs and so many different sort of bobs over the year, because that's fast and easy for me to do. And it's what my hair will do easily. So it's what works for you and your hair. So if you are trying to have it in a style that is against your natural hair texture or hair growth, you're going to be struggling. So if you've got curly hair and you're trying to straighten it, and then it just ends up with this kind of wedge, you know, the minute it rains slightly or whatever, it's not exactly something that is going to really work for you. And then you're going to be dissatisfied with your hair, rather than going, maybe I have to accept that it's curly and I'm going to get a cut that works with my hair and how it grows. And then also knowing exactly how much time you want to spend doing your hair every day, because that also is going to influence your styles and choices. So even if you have a great idea for a hairstyle that you want, when you take it to the hairdresser, ask them, well, will my hair do this? How much time will it take me to do this? Because a good hairdresser can say, well, that model, the person who's got that style, like I've seen someone, I love her hairstyle, but she's got much more body in her hair. My hair is fine and it doesn't have the body. And so therefore, I know I can't have her style unless I wanted to spend inordinate amounts of time doing my hair. So it's, you know, take the picture, but talk to the hairdresser and have them understand what it is that you want your hair to do, and get their advice on will it or won't it do that in the amount of time and effort that you want to put into it. So they are some thoughts to have around hair, because hair is something that can really affect us and how we feel about ourselves and our style. But it is one of those things I always think, you know, if you can get a great haircut that really works for your features, but also works with your hair and the amount of time you're prepared to spend doing it, you will find it is much faster and easier every day to get up, get dressed and feel good about yourself after you've finished your grooming. So thank you so much for watching or listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.